Good morning and welcome to our podcast called Forced Podcast. Today I'm here with Martin and Abby. What are we forced to talk about today?
Today we will be talking about progress and whether or not progress is good.
Okay, let's get started. What are your thoughts on innovation and progress?
Whether or not progress is wanted, most of the time it happens anyway. Technology influences society, and society influences politics, so something that may at first seem like a useless or unimportant bit of technological or social progress, it will influence other small progressions until what once may have been commonplace could be totally foreign.
I think progress is definitely a good thing. If we look back in time at some of the statistics of living, they have changed a lot. Life expectancy is up, child mortality is down, and all of this is because of the progress we have made as a society.
That's true. In today's world, even though there are still struggling countries, the calories per person is up, and most people are being fed. Malnourishment had decreases significantly.
But don't the rich get richer and the poor get poorer?
Economic growth obviously benefits some people more than others, but if everyone benefits in some ways, it's still a win-win situation.
Matt makes a good point. A lot of people argue today that progress isn't good and doesn't benefit us at all.
I didn't say progress is bad. I do believe the world has become safer, a less violent place. We have rules and laws that we have created to keep ourselves organized, and those laws have changed over time. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Before we continue, we have a paid promotion from our friends over at Peaceful Dove Church. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Peaceful Dove Church, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our 3 Sunday services to discover how Peaceful Dove Church can help you spread your wings in our friendly, tranquil worship environment. Visit Peaceful Dove Church this Sunday for our 9 o'clock, 10:30, or noon hour service located at 344 Hummingbird Lane in Riverside Valley. Peaceful Dove Church, your spiritual home away from home.
Now, back to our podcast. What about the environment? Our innovations and advances in technology have led to more pollution, less trees, less animals. We have taken away their homes and we have poisoned the air they breathe.
But you also must think about the advances that society has made in order to reverse the damages we have done. Since 1970, air pollution has reduced almost 60%.
I agree with Martin. I think our earlier innovations weren't perfect and created problems. Over time, we have learned how to fix our mistakes.
That can relate to a book I am reading called East of Eden by John Steinbeck. An important theme of the book is the passing of time and how people change.
How exactly do people change in the book you read?
Well, a quote from the book states, "To hell with that rotten century. Let's get it over and the door closed shut on it. Let's close it like a book and go on reading. New chapter, new life. A man will have clean hands once we get the lid slammed shit on that stinking century. It's a fair thing ahead. There's no rot on this clean new 100 years. It's not stacked." East of Eden takes place over a long period of time. We hear stories from the Civil War all the way to World War I. The book displays how people embrace change over time and actually want it.
It seems less like progress and more like trying to ignore the past mistake they've made.
Yes, but they put effort into change, and that is progress.
I also read a book related to progress, less of historical progress and more of a traditional progress. I read Crazy Rich Asians by Kevin Kwan. In the book, the characters are all from the same place and race, but growing up in a different place led the main characters to be different from the rest of them.
I don't understand. Where's the progress?
A quote from the book says, "This is all so unbelievably archaic. We're living in the 21st century, and Singapore is one of the most progressive countries on the planet. You know how important bloodlines are to her. This shows that although they have progressed, there are deep-rooted traditions that impede progress."
I think Martin's book focuses in on a very specific progression, whereas my book is more general in relation to progress. Another quote I found was, "I don't know how it will be in the years to come. There are monstrous changes taking place in the world, forces shaping a future whose face we do not know. Some of these forces seem evil to us, perhaps not in themselves, but because their tendency is to eliminate other things we hold good. East of Eden holds the idea that progress is inevitable, and we can't stop it. We won't know if progress is good or bad until it happens.
I can't definitively say that progress is good or bad, or if progress is a good thing. I do believe it will happen no matter what. I think some good things have come out of progress and innovation, but I also have some bad things.
I believe progress is a good thing no matter what. We learn from our mistakes, and we make progress to fix mistakes. Progress is always moving forward with only positive intentions.
Well, there you have it. That is our thoughts on progress and the evidence we have to support it.
Thanks for tuning in to Forest Podcast, and be sure to leave us a 5-star review on whatever listening device you are using. Peace.